Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh, man, Corey Majors.
Oh, ma'am.
And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. We're doing the show today live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 Forest Lane.
I can see how you would get that a little mixed up, though.
Yeah, it's tough to find addresses in the forest. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How was my lead-in today?
He was good. He did not name check you today, but plenty of fascinating things to say. And we had a fascinating turn of events yesterday when it came to practice participation. Because one of the ideas that we talked about yesterday was, hey, like, if CeeDee Lamb is limited, but we all think he's going to play, you should probably afford that same logic on the other side with Terry McLaurin. And then yesterday, and neither Terry McLaurin nor Deebo Samuel were able to practice. That feels like a wrinkle that could very much change the dynamic of this game.
Yeah, and also Dorrance Armstrong, DNP.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
First 2 days.
So, yeah.
Yeah, between Deebo and McLaurin not practicing. See, limited, and I think we need to explain limited. Limited doesn't mean you're physically limited. It means you're not participating in all the snaps normally given to, like, a first-team rep, right?
Right.
And so that's why, you know, when you see CeeDee Lamb limited, well, yeah, he's just getting back. He hadn't practiced in, you know, 3 weeks. You're not going to wear him out during the week. You know, you want to get him to game day. And so between him, who else? Tyler Booker. You know, you just don't want to wear those guys out. Even Tyler Smith, who is practicing, but you just say, okay, let's not overdo it. And for, you know, I don't know if it's good news or not, but Jack Sanborn at least was full, which means he's available. I'm trying to be nice here, right?
Okay.
Because do you want to go back to where it was, or do you
want
to
really
keep playing the younger guys?
Yeah.
Right?
No, I hear you.
You with me?
No, I 100%. I am with you. I appreciate you setting it up like that.
And then the other guy that has been full all week, Kalen Carson. Now, do you think he would better serve you on the 53 because there's still that open spot, right?
Yes.
Then maybe one of those backup cornerbacks that are just there for special teams purposes. So we'll see where that one goes. They don't have to make those moves with him or Mingo until Wednesday.
Okay. They're
going to finish their 21 days this week.
Understood.
And then by time they get back to practice, then or Tuesday, you have to decide you're moving them or you're leaving them on IR or you're releasing them. One of the three things.
I promise.
Last Wednesday has already passed.
I know. Kevin. I promise I understand. But when you said Wednesday, it threw me for a loop. And
yeah.
I was like,
what day is it?
Hey, Mickey, today is Friday. I have terrible news for you.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you mentioned Dorrance Armstrong. obviously that makes a big difference in this number, but you are going up against a Commanders team that has done a good job at getting to the quarterback, and they're sixth in the league in sacks. But like you said, I do kind of feel like that's another dynamic that could change quite a bit if you don't get Dorrance Armstrong.
Yeah, and again, you know, okay, they're getting to the quarterback. What's their defensive rank?
It's not
26th.
Yeah, and they're third to last in the NFL in giving up explosive plays. And so, obviously, the Cowboys have been very good at getting explosive plays.
And especially at home, and especially scoring points at home, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, this is, I mean, I look at it as a pretty even-Steven game, right? They've got as many losses as you do. They've got one more win, you got the tie. Right? So,
yeah,
they have some injury considerations themselves coming into this game, too.
And I think that has been reflected. I know normally you don't dabble in this, but the point spread has swung quite a bit. It's gone from Washington -2.5, depending on which circles you're traveling in, to the Cowboys -1.5. So I think that is a reflection of perhaps the combination, especially yesterday, of Dorrance Armstrong, Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel. Like, that's a lot of missing weapons, especially since they just put a wide receiver on IR as well.
And then maybe they heard Shoddy saying if Lamb's breathing, he's probably playing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's worth a point.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. What did you think about, and I thought this was a good way to do it, is CeeDee Lamb said he thought he could have played last week, but they wanted to make sure he was all the way healthy and he would have no restrictions on him. Now, I realize hindsight would have been like, hey, maybe we could have played him for just a second and won the game. But that does feel like a move that hopefully can pay off in the long term.
Yeah, and you got to understand, guys never say they can't play.
That's probably
true.
They
could be sitting there with a crutch, right? Well, I can go out and do something, right?
Right.
So you got to be careful with that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And good that they feel that way. You know, you don't want a whiner. Well, I don't know, you know. And then for sure you're not putting them in. But in that case, and you've heard me say this a lot of times with the trainers, their philosophy is when I let you go, I don't want anything to happen that you come back to me the next week. I want to make sure you're good enough to actually play football. And so that's normal, their operating procedure with guys coming back from injury.
The I didn't get a chance to ask Jerry this, and I wanted to kind of have the conversation with you. Jaden Blue, Clayton Adams talked about him a little bit yesterday and basically was like, my understanding was, we haven't been good enough to get him in enough opportunities. Was that kind of the same feeling that you were getting there? And do you think he's earned that spot, or do you think that they are looking elsewhere?
No, I don't know where else they're looking.
Okay.
What do you have available other than him? Well, you got Phil Maffa on injured reserve.
Okay.
But again, this guy hadn't played at all, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to say, okay, let me throw him in as my backup running back. They just haven't, I don't know if they haven't had opportunities to get him going. And the ones he's gotten, I mean, like last week, the run blocking was so poor right? They ended up with 31 yards rushing. They were getting dominated up front, and we talked about that yesterday and why. So, you know, you give them a couple carries. There's not much room to go. They just need to get him in space a little bit, and that'll open up his ability to run inside. Maybe give him a whole series and see what happens. But, you know, you would like to say, okay, I got this lead. You know, I'm up seven or so. Let me give him a series and give Javonte Williams a blow here. And I think that's probably what they're looking for, that opportunity.
And then that feels like another helpful spot to mention how Washington had really struggled against DeAndre Swift, who had had his own struggles this year. So potentially this is an advantageous defensive matchup for you.
Well, and again, you know, and this is what I've been wanting to see and really haven't had an opportunity to see it, is having Blue and Turpin on the field at the same time.
Fact.
With your two number one wide receivers.
Right.
So, you know, think about the possibilities there. Maybe they'll score 50 points.
And they might need to.
Or maybe they just need to get one receiver to catch 16 passes.
Man.
Dak said it was 20 balls and four touchdowns between Pickens and CD. So that's what I'm looking
for. Jamar Chase last night, I think he got targeted 23 times. So
I don't have another receiver.
Did you think the Steelers might have adjusted?
Yeah, I would have thought that.
No, that's not.
I thought they were, you know, the kings of defense. this guy's running free.
I definitely dropped one of my NFL questions this morning, was that the Steelers will win the AFC North and they are true contenders in the AFC. And I was like, you know what? We might need to save
just
that.
Just tap the brakes just a little.
Yeah, that didn't feel particularly relevant anymore.
How about now, Flacco? Jeez.
So, and I'll admit,
he's on his
I
way
kind
to the Super Bowl right
of
now.
Made a little bit of fun
yeah.
of Mike Tomlin 2 days ago when he was like, I don't know about this, trading a quarterback. And I was like, dude, it's Joe Flacco. He stinks. And then he went out there and did that. And I was like, well, you know what, Mike Tomlin, that's why you are head coach and
I
sit here.
It was a pretty good performance by the 40-somethings, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you like
Icy Hot?
Yeah, bowl. The Icy Hot.
Yeah,
bowl.
Right.
We enjoyed
those
that.
Those guys on the post game have been pretty good on Thursday nights.
Yes, I agree. I think I might know the question to this. Do you just watch the regular broadcast, or do you get into any of the like stat heavy options for that broadcast?
Yeah, I just do the regular one.
I'm not going to lie, Mickey, that would have been my guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not that nerdy and plus I'm sort of working up there while watching the game, and then
right.
they got my interest at the end, and I'm going, do not leave Aaron Rodgers 7 seconds.
Yeah.
I've seen it, right? And
yeah.
Look, you see how far he threw the ball?
Yes.
40, what is he, 40, 40, 41?
Yeah,
I don't know
40,
which one was older. He got it to the end zone. He must have thrown it 70 yards.
It was impressive.
Yeah, he's 41. Flacco's 40.
40, okay.
I did look that up last night.
Okay. So. Jeez. Yeah. But, yeah, and I think we've learned that here too, haven't we?
Yes. Yes, we definitely have, unfortunately. Do you have a prediction for us?
Yeah, for what it's worth, right?
Yeah.
So the Cowboys been scoring at home. I think that'll continue. But as I've pointed out, they better score more than 30 to be able to win. So I got them winning 34-30.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you and I are in line when it comes to, you know, if you took a gander at that over-under again.
And I didn't, but what do you think it is?
I mean, I know what it is. The last I saw it was 52.5, and I know that's high for an NFL over-under, but I thought perhaps there's some advantage that you could take of Las Vegas right there.
Oh, well, okay.
If you're looking for pseudo-gambling tips, there's
I can't even look at it, let alone do it.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. That is. We have learned that. All right, thank you very much, good sir. We appreciate the time. We'll catch with you again on Monday.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.